down with him. The praise and ushered in the Holy Ghost, and he has done the work. Amen. Amen. And he ain't finished, and he still will do the work. God is not finished. Man, we do thank the Lord for what he's done this morning. In his presence is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand is pleasure evermore. You can get what you want. All you got to do is get in it. Amen. You get in where you fit in. If you don't get in, you can't get it. But you got to get in it. And the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. How many glad God saved them? I'm glad he saved. I'm glad I'm here in his house this morning. I'm glad he woke me up this morning. I'm glad he gave me the right mind. I'm glad he gave me a mind to come into his house, to want to come in and not go nowhere else. I thank God this morning for giving me that right mind, renewing my mind. Amen. God is just faithful God. He's a good God. How many know God is faithful? And he won't fail. God don't fail. Impossible for him to fail. Is that right? It's impossible for God to fail. We do thank God for touching our sister this morning. I believe you got it this morning, sister. I believe the residue has been dusted off. Amen. Only God can do it. Only God will do it. So he's on the main line. All you got to do is tell him what you want. You know, tell him what you want and believe what you tell him. You know, we do thank the Lord for being here this morning. Thank God for his people coming out today. How about we just give God one more good praise? We know it's just a few of us here, but we can do great things with a great God, with a few people. Hallelujah. It don't take a whole lot. Just use the little you got. Hallelujah. Use the little you got, and God will make up the rest. He will make up the rest. He is good. Not going to try to hold you much longer this morning. I'm going to be in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'm going to read a little bit in Psalm 78, and I'm going to go to Job chapter 1. Talking about inherited faith and experienced faith. We'll start off in Deuteronomy chapter 6 at verse 6. Put these glasses on. Did you get what you came for already in the praise this morning? Did you get your blessing this morning, or are you still waiting? Well, that's all right if you're still waiting. He'll come and meet you, won't he? God will come and meet you. No matter if you're still waiting. If you didn't get it, you can get it. If you didn't get it, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. We're talking to you a little bit about inherited faith. It's an inheritance. It's something that we're supposed to have. Something that was supposed to have been passed down. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this another opportunity, Lord. We thank and praise you, Father, for what you've already done. We thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for sending the Holy Ghost among us, oh God, amongst this praise this morning, God. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for doing the work. We thank you for touching bodies, Lord God, renewing minds, God. We thank you, Lord God, for renewing the spirits, Lord God. We thank and praise you for this word on this morning. Now, God, we ask you to look in on those, Father God, that are afflicted in their bodies at home, Lord God. Those that are going through, still going through, Father. Lord God, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they catch hold of this word, Lord God. Catch hold of your word, God, knowing that you are able, God, to heal. Yes, you are, Lord God, knowing that you're able to deliver, God. I pray, God, this morning that you will meet those, Father God, that are sick, God, that they will call to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And you answer, Lord, and heal their bodies, Lord. Heal their backslidings, Lord God. Renew minds, Lord God. Restore, God, the spirits of your people, Lord God. Renew, God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as we go into this word this morning, we ask that you lead and guide us, Lord God. Teach us all things, oh God. Lead us into the truth, Lord God. Speak to us, Lord, and speak through us, Father. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Talking about inherited faith, something that was passed down from generation to generation. You know, it was given to us by word of mouth, by scripture, by testimony. Amen. Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 reads, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." What did he say? Thou shalt teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. When you're sitting around, you know, he said, talk about his word. Make sure get in those children. Make sure get in you. We sit around and we sit around the TV, we sit around the table, we talk about everything. We need to talk about what God has done, amen, and what God can do. It's time for us to get it in them. Make sure we get it in them. He said, when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, even when you walk, everywhere you go, God wants you talking about him. He wants you talking about his goodness. He wants you talking about what he did. You know, we can talk about what God did. We heard about what he did, amen. We heard about how he stretched out legs and how he made the dumb to talk, amen. Amen. We've heard those things. He said, talk about those things while you're walking and while you lay down and when you get up. He wants to be all about him and nothing else. Amen. He don't want no gossip. He don't want to hear about what's going on in the world and the news. He said, just tell them, your children, about my goodness. You know, because the world is already telling us what's going on. We see what's going on in the world. Amen. He said, but tell them, you know, put it in them. Amen. He said, put this stuff in them. Let's go to Psalm 78, verse 4 through 6. We got a job to do. Can't never say you ain't got nothing to do. You can't never say you tired if you ain't done this. You might be tired of doing everything else. But are you tired of doing this? Have you done this enough to make you tired, make you go to sleep? Have you ever read so much to where you just, somebody walk in the house and they see you with your mouth open and you sleep? you done prayed. Have you ever been on the side of your bed praying and all of a sudden you stretched out? You just gone. Amen. Let it be all about Jesus. Amen. You know, I was told you can get all you want, Al. You can have all of God you want. All you got to do is go after it. All you got to do is go after him. And he said, David said, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord. He said, we ain't going to hide it from the children. So many people hiding this goodness, you know, the greatness of God from the children. Telling them all about what they think, how they feel, instead of what the Bible says, what the word says. Amen. He said, we're showing it to the generation to come, the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works, which he had done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. It's a commandment. It ain't something that you feel like doing. He said it's a commandment which he commanded our fathers. God commanded us to put the word in them. He commanded us to teach them the laws. Amen. He commanded that they should make them known to the children, that the generations to come, even the generation to come, after the generation that's coming up, the generation after that generation, the generation after that generation. He wants you to keep it going. That generation to come might know them even the children which shall be born, who shall arise and declare them to their children. God wants this thing going on. He don't want us lost. Amen. He don't want your children lost. So this was handed down, amen, to the generations. Just go to Job 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all men of the East. Bible said this man was so rich, he had sons and daughters. He feared God. He ran away from evil. These were things that he taught, he was taught to do. Amen. He got away from them. They say he was the richest man of the East. He was the richest man on the East side. When nobody richer than Job on the East side. Amen. On that side, he was the richest person. Can you imagine being just the richest person on one side? Well, we got 3 other sides. I'm sure of some rich people on them side. But Job was the richest man on the East side. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings. For Job said, it might be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job what? Continually. He didn't do it when he felt like it. He didn't do it when he said he got time to do it. He did it continually. He was diligent about seeking and praying for his what? His children. Amen. He was doing it. But there's a problem that Job and some people fail to realize. He did everything that Deuteronomy 6, Psalms 78 told him to do. And we do all that we can do. Amen. You can do all that you can do. But he was covering his children with his own faith. Amen. He was doing that because God told him to do it. You know. You know, the problem is you can pass this law down. You can pass the statute down. You can pass all it down, and you should, and we're supposed to. There's going to come a time in our children's life, in somebody's life, that they're going to have to do this on their own. Amen. You know, what you're doing, you're teaching them and you're showing them. You know, teaching them is one thing, but showing them is the greater thing. Amen. It's better to show. A lot of folk are just more vigilant than they are, you know, listening to you. You know, so he was doing what he was supposed to do, but there's going to come a time in your children's life, in that generation to come life, that they're going to have to seek God for themselves. They're going to have their own faith. Amen. They're going to have to know that Jesus is the one that brought mom and daddy out. They're going to have to understand and know that it was God that was working for the pastor, for the teacher, for the deacon. It was God that was moving, not mom and daddy. Amen. They're going to have to know these things for themselves. Jesus said, you know, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. So Job started off with an inherited faith. You know, it was passed down to him. You know, how many know that what you got was handed down to you? You know, you didn't come out of mama's belly, you know, with this faith. You didn't come out of mama's belly, you know, with all of this information that you, it had to be delivered unto you. Amen. You know, you've been taught growing up. You believe because of the tradition, you know, and you accept it because of what the scripture says. You know, all of this is handed down to you. And you've heard the testimonies of other people. You sit around as a young people. I remember I sit around in church, you know, sitting between mom and daddy you hear all these testimonies, and I'm like, well, Lord, what is they talking about? You know, but I heard them. Amen. This stuff, it's got to get inside of you. You believe that? You got to be somewhere where you can hear the word. Amen. You know, it's real faith, but it's still handed down. Amen. Job was passing this stuff down. Are you passing it down to your generation? You know, you got to pass it down. Job said in 42:5, Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of E. He, by the hearing of the ear. He knew God's reputation. We've heard about God's reputation. He believed in God's righteousness. He feared God. Amen. He heard about the power of God, how God rescued the Israelites out of Egypt, out of bondage, how he kept them in the wilderness, how he fed them when they didn't have no food. You know, all of this stuff he heard. We heard about that too. Amen. We heard about them walking in the wilderness 40 years plus, and their shoes didn't wear out. I don't care where you go get some shoes today. You walk in them 40 years and see how long they last. You know, God can make your shoes last a long time. And the Bible said their clothes didn't even wear out. They didn't even outgrow their clothes. Amen. You know, so God is, he's terrific. God is, he's amazing. God is awesome. You know, God was just showing, Job knew this, and God, we knew this, and God is showing us how great he is. You know how, I mean, we take the smallest things for granted sometimes. You know, we think that we got to rely on man. God wants you to rely on him. God wants you to know that we sing the song, God is my everything. God wants us to live up to that. He wants you to really believe and act like he's your everything. And he'll meet your every need. All kinds of needs. He can meet them. I don't care what they are. God can do it. Amen. And so these things, they were passed down. And Job heard that how he fed them, he provided, and he protected them. You know, how many been provided for? How many been protected? You know, how many know that it was by God? You know, it wasn't because you got the Subaru, and that's supposed to be the best car rated in accidents. You know, it wasn't because the airbags came out. Amen. Car could have came right through the car, you know, and went smashed you and the airbags. It wasn't because the guardrail was up there. Amen. I mean, God kept you when there wasn't no guardrail. Amen. I mean, we was going to Virginia one time. Me, my wife, we just getting married. We newly, you know, a few years. And we going to see her brother. And my mother-in-law was driving. And I was in the middle of the van. And I'm getting me some rest. And all of a sudden I heard rocks. And I woke up. My mom was up there like this. And we was going off the cliff. And I jumped up and said, whoa, put us back. I grabbed the steering wheel. God put us back. Amen. It was God that protected us. Amen. We would have been gone. All of us. I mean, we was headed off a cliff. But, you know, it's all God and God by himself. Ain't it? See, these are the things that I tell my children. These are the things that you need to tell your children, how God kept you when you were young. Amen. Now, and you old. Oh, I ain't calling y'all old. You know, when you're older. Present. Amen. In your past and in your present. Start telling about Job was telling. I'm sure he was telling his kids about how good God was and how God kept them and how God kept the Israelites and how he healed the sick and he cast out devils. God is just amazing. But much of that understanding was based on what he had learned, what we have learned, and what we have accepted. I've accepted, you know, I believe the report that I've heard. I believe it. Amen. How many believe what you hear? What you heard? You believe everything you hear? Okay, then. This is why Paul said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. And he says, Isaiah boldly says, I was found of those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. So he said, faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. So when the word of God was going forth, the people that God came to didn't even accept the word. But he said, I was found of them that did not even seek me. These were the Gentiles that weren't even looking for God. They just heard the word and they just believed the word. They heard it and they believed that God was able. And here it is, God's folks still looking for the deliverance. God's people still looking for their healing. But Gentiles come in, they believe that God. They believe what we say. But do we believe what we say? You know, are we really holding fast to what we are saying? You know, if we are holding fast to what we're saying, we should see some whole lot of miracles. We should have seen a whole lot happen this morning besides sister getting the residue dusted off her. You know, and I was waiting for somebody to say, I'm healed in this way. My knees are healed. My back don't hurt no more. Amen. This is the kind of God that we serve. He can do it. He would do it. And we got to pass this information down. Amen. So he said, I was found of those that did not seek me. You know, I wasn't seeking God. I wasn't looking for him. You know, how many, when you was out there in the world, how many when you was unsaved looking for God? How many was out there, Lord, where you know, I really need you, Lord. I want to be saved, you know. I wasn't. When I was out there in the world, I was doing my thing. You know, I wasn't seeking God. I sure wasn't. He came and sought me out. I just believed when I heard the preacher preach, when I heard my mama speak, when I heard my daddy speak, when I heard my grandmom, I just believed what they said. I believe it was the truth. Mama said, sit on the couch after I got into a little brawl in the third grade. She said, sit down and just say, by his stripes, I'm healed, Freddie. And God will heal you. You know? Now, some sister said, he need to go to the hospital. Sit down and say, by his stripes, I am healed. I said, by his stripes, I'm healed until I believed what she told me. And by his stripes, I was healed. By his stripes, my lip closed up. By his stripes, I didn't get no stitches. By his stripes, I didn't get no infection. By his stripes, I was healed. So you just got to believe what you got to believe the word. Amen. You got to believe the gospel. You know, it was passed down to us from generation to generation. So just hear the word and believe the word. So inheriting faith says God can restore. How many know that God can restore? That's what this inherited faith is all about. You know, it can heal. I got something written down. Inherited faith versus experienced faith. God looking for us to have some experience with our faith. Amen. How many know hearing is good, but doing is better? Amen. God looking for you to do this word. Amen. God ain't looking for just hearers only. You know, James said you got to be a doer of this word. Amen. So inheriting faith is what has been passed or handed down. You know, Job heard about God. We heard about God. Psalms 41 and 44 and 1 says, we have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst and did in their days, in the times of old. We have heard about what God has did, amen, back then, in the time of old. We heard about it. I've heard, Pastor told us so many different testimonies, not stories, but testimonies, how legs grew out, amen, how people's faces changed, how arms were healed. God, we heard about those things, but have you experienced it? Have it happened? Have you seen it? Have you witnessed with your eyes? We've seen some stuff, amen, but our kids are still waiting. They still trying to believe. Amen. So David said, we have heard what you did back then. You know, we've heard about the revival. You know, we've heard about how a lot of people got saved, how the devils were cast out. Amen. We've heard about that. Now, in his experience, faith is God met me in my troubles. You know, not only did I hear about it, you know, I've experienced the help. I know you've experienced God's deliverance power. I know God came and done something for you where you know, say, not only did I hear about it, I can vouch for it. It's real. This is real. You know, you have people out there believe they're believing that, you know, that God is just God and he don't do nothing. He just sit up there in heaven. Yeah, yeah. They don't, because they, when you testify or when you're trying to tell them the goodness of God, they looking at you like, really? Is this possible? So they believe in God. That stuff was, you know, the information was passed down. It was handed down. But do they really believe? Do they believe that God can heal all their pains? Do they believe that God can heal their sicknesses? Do they believe that God can comfort them when they lose a loved one? Do they believe it? You know, you got to experience that. You got to go through some things. Amen. You got to go through this to get to where you're trying to go. Amen. You got to go through this to get to the other side. Amen. Samuel said in 3:10, 1 Samuel, he said, and the Lord came and stood and called, Samuel, Samuel. God was calling Samuel. God is calling people today. God is calling folk, but do they hear him? Or are they answering him? God calling somebody every day. He's calling them by their name. That's an experience. It ain't about what I read. People are hearing, they say, something said. Now, it's got to be the right something. It's got to be the right somebody. Amen. It just can't be this thing telling you crazy stuff. Amen. Amen. It's got to be what Sam is. God was calling him for a duty. God was calling him for a work. Amen. God is calling people right now for a work. This learned doctrine of faith was passed down. You know, and it's good that it was passed down. David said in Psalms 119:71, he said, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn the statutes. Amen. This verse highlights the difficult times and issues David was going through. Amen. Had not God afflicted him, he would have never known. Had not God allowed you to be in the place where you are today, you wouldn't have never known who God was. You'd still be walking out there wondering if mama was telling the truth. If this is really real, Lord, I've heard about God. But I had the audacity because I wanted to know. I used to say to my wife, I said, girl, you ask too many questions. She wanted to know. She was wise. But we were sitting in a revival one time. I heard about it. Matter of fact, I experienced sitting on the couch how God healed my mouth. I've seen God and heard about what God did. I used to sit in the living room where you can't go. Only the grown-ups went in the living room. We had to stand outside the hall and listen, you know. And so I heard about how God was moving. But in this revival, I had this thing on my hand, this on my wrist, and it was big. And I believe in God. I heard about him. Mama taught us about him. Went to church, sung in the choir, and then all of this. But I had the audacity to ask him that night, Lord, if this is real, I don't want to get in the prayer line. I want to make sure that this is real, what I'm hearing. I've been hearing it all my life. I say, if this is real, then Lord, before this revival is over, take this knot off my wrist. The last night of the revival, we dismissed and everything. Got ready to get up and leave, and the Spirit of the Lord said, look at your wrist. That's been over 30 years ago. Over 30 years ago. So I know what God can do. You know how God kept you in that accident. You know how God kept you when you was on the street. You know how God kept you when you was in your house. Amen. So you got to have some experience. Amen. You got to walk this thing. God is looking for somebody to walk this thing. Amen. He's looking for you not walking, not by what you see. He's looking for somebody to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. He's looking for somebody to believe that he can do whatever you ask him to do. Amen. He ain't looking for you to put no restraints on him. He ain't looking for you to put no limitations on him. Amen. God is looking for you to just simply trust in him. Simply believe. Jesus said, the man said, Lord, can you do it? Will you do it? He said, if thou canst believe. That's all he's looking for. If you can believe it. Amen. If you can believe it, brother, it will happen. Not it might happen. Not it, I don't know. It will happen. It's according to your faith. Not nobody else's faith. It's between you and what you believe about your God. Amen. It ain't because of what you heard about him. Amen. It's going to be because of what you've experienced. Amen. You know, so we got to pass not just the inheritance faith, what we tell them about them. We got to live it. They got to see something in us. Amen. They got to see that this generation now, they really want to see. You know, this is almost like what Brother Thomas said, except I see, then I shall believe. And even God is just so merciful. Ain't he? God is merciful, God. Even when God show us, we still had a nerve to not believe. You know, what else you want me to do? You know, they had the nerve to ask God, ask Jesus, Lord, what can we do to believe after he done all these miracles? They want to stone him, you know, crucify him because he working on the Sabbath, because he's healing the sick. He's opened up the blinded eyes. They want to get rid of Jesus because, and they have the nerve to ask him, what can we do? What else can we do to believe that you're the one? He said, just believe on who he has sent. You know, that's all God is expecting for us to do. Amen. To believe on the one that he has sent. Amen. And so this learned doctrine, amen, you know, David said it was good that he was afflicted, that he might learn, you know, God's stature. But now today, you know, you've learned that doctrine. Now you live in the revelation of faith. You believe in what God has told you. Paul said, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen of me, those things that you have seen, amen, he said, do. It's time for us to start doing, amen, doing what we've seen, doing what we've heard, amen, amen. So God is looking for us to have this I know faith. You got to know that you know that you know that God is able. You got to know that God will when you ask. You got to know that God is faithful, amen. We believe God is faithful and just. We got to know this. This is why Job said, though he slay me, I don't care what kind of test and what kind of trial you're in. Job was in a trial and test of his life. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. How many still trust in God? When you feel like your answer ain't came, that one that you want, how many still trust in God? How many say, I still trust you, Lord? I'm still waiting for you, God, because I know you got a plan for me. You told me already. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not even to give you an expectation. God got a plan for you already. Amen. But I know, I'm like Job, I know my Redeemer liveth. I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care what I'm facing today. I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen. He's living. Amen. He's not only up there, he's inside of you. He's living inside. He's walking with you. He's talking with you every day. Are we listening to him? Are we letting him lead and guide us? Amen. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Are you still trusting God today? You got to believe God. You got to know that God is with you. You got to know that God can do it. You got to know that through your experiments. Amen. Let's go to Romans 5. Romans 5. You got to know where you stand. Amen. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We got peace with God. Amen. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Paul said, we have access by faith into this grace. This grace where we are standing today. A lot of folk are standing in the grace of God, standing in places that they ain't supposed to be standing in. But by grace, you're standing there. Amen. A lot of folk got things, got houses. We got cars. We got possessions. We got these things not because of our own strength, not because of our own intuition. Amen. It's by grace. He said, we're standing in places by this grace. Amen. A lot of people are standing in places that they don't even know that it was by the grace of God. It's by the grace of God that you are here today. It's by the grace of God that you got clothes on your back. God is so good. You know, we're standing in so much grace that I think sometimes we take for granted. You know, how many people get the liberty of going to the closet and standing there for 5, 10, maybe 20 minutes. Some people stand there for an hour and have to choose what they want to wear, what they desire to wear. How many people go to the closet and look at the floor and say, well, I don't want to wear that. A lot of people don't have that kind of grace. How many people can go to their refrigerator and their freezer and their cabinet and sit there and say, well, what are we going to have today? You know, a lot of people don't have that grace. Amen. But God has given us this grace. Amen. We stand in that grace today. Amen. We got so much grace that God has shed upon us because God's grace is sufficient. If his grace is good enough for you to stand in that closet and pick and choose what you want, his grace is good enough for you to go through what you're going through today. Amen. God's grace is sufficient. You know, God can bring you through. He can bring you out. You know, God, and he says, and rejoice in the hope of glory. We rejoice in the glory of God. Amen. We rejoiced this morning. We rejoiced. But he said, not only in that do we rejoice. We don't only rejoice in God's glory. Because it's all God's glory, isn't it? Everything God does is for his glory. Everything that we do is for his glory. It's for God's glory. And so we rejoice in that. But we don't get hung up in it. Amen. Because it's all due to him. And he said, not only so, but we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. God is trying to tell us something here. And we're gonna go through trials and tribulations, but we're gonna go through praising God. We're gonna go through giving God glory, because glory, this tribulation is working something out in us. Amen. It's teaching us something. It's giving us this experience, faith. You know, nobody's gonna have to tell you. Amen. You're gonna be able to tell your story. You're going to be able to tell how good God is. You're going to tell how God brought you out. You're going to be able to tell how God was there when nobody else was there. Amen. When nobody else was there to encourage me, you're going to say, I just felt so encouraged. I couldn't even encourage myself. Amen. And it's going to be for God's glory. So we don't glory only in that. He said, but in tribulation, knowing tribulation worketh patience. And patience, amen, experience, and experience hope. That hope that we hope in God. Not a hope, a guesstimation hope, or maybe hope, but a for sure hope. That I'm sure. Are you sure? I'm sure, like Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. I'm sure God going to bring me out. I'm sure God going to answer my prayer. I'm sure God is standing there with me. I'm sure God sees what I'm going through. I'm sure he's going to do it for me. Are you sure God going to do it for you? Be sure that God is going to do it for you. Amen. And he said, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Sometimes it feels like that we're being slayed and sliced and diced, you know, and you feel like God ain't nowhere around. But I'm still trusting God. My hope is still in him. Amen. My faith is still in God. Amen. Philippians 3 and 10 says that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. See, Job was going through. He was really suffering, you know, and a lot of God's people are going through today. But you got to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. And you got to know that your Redeemer is living inside of you. You got to know that he's still on the main line. You got to know that God is still the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He just wasn't my mama and my daddy's God. He just wasn't my grandmama's God. He just wasn't my great-grandmama's God. He's my God too. I know him for myself. Anybody know God for themselves? I know him for myself. I know what God can do. Amen. But the devil comes alone to steal, kill, and to destroy. He comes to try to lie. Not try to. He comes telling lies. Try to get you to believe those lies. But you got to know who your God is. Daniel said, they that know their God shall do exploits. You got to know him. And these exploits are standing in the midst of your trial. Not giving in, not bending to the devil's will, but bending to God's will. Amen. Bend to God. Bend your knees. Bend your heart. Amen. So he knows for himself that God can comfort. He found out. Job found out that God can comfort him in the midst of his loss. He found out God can give him strength. He found out that when his good for nothing friends wasn't encouraging him, right, that God can encourage him. Job found these things out. He said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Job wasn't talking about what he heard. You know, it's good to talk about what you hear. But Job had found out. He had the experience, you know, in the middle of a crisis. And man, I tell you, God can let you be in the middle of a sure enough crisis when it just feel like he ain't nowhere around. But man, I tell you, when you stand like Job stood and maintained his integrity, the devil took everything from him, left him a wife that told him to curse God and die. He felt like he never should have been born, but he stood and still trusted in God. He said, though he slayed me, he felt like God was just all against him. He said, I'm still going to trust in this God. I don't understand what I'm going through, but I believe that my Redeemer lives. How many believe that your Redeemer is living? And he's living. He's alive and well. You know, I know my Redeemer lives with me. He's with you. And he's so powerful to where it just makes me wonder. He's so good. I'd have so bad, boy. I said, Lord, you with me. You with her. You with her. You with him. You with her. God, what other God can do that? You know, ain't nobody else can be with everybody but him. Amen. He's marvelous in my eyes. He's a wonder. His ways are truly past finding out. That we say, his ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. God can do the unthinkable. If God can be with you, Sister Green, and still be with me and be with her and him and him and him, what kind of God is this? We're serving a mighty God. Amen. We're serving a great God. We're serving a God that does the impossible. Amen. So what is it that you're facing today? What is it that you're going through today that he can't do? What's got you set on edge? What's got you contemplating that maybe? Ain't no maybes. This should be, but my God. Not no maybe, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Not what you got. God trying to add to what you got. Amen. So This inheritant faith, we thank the Lord for, but God is looking for the experience. Now, he's looking for the maturity of his people. You know, he's looking for us to say, I know. You know, that person that feel like that they can't get out of what they're in, you listen to them say, but I know a God can do it. I know what God can do. I know the God. And you probably know him too, but you just don't know that he can do it. They got to know that God can do it. That's why we go through what we go through, so we can have that experience. You know, so people can get mad at you when you brag about your God. And they think you're bragging about yourself. I said, my God. That's why I told his brother. He said, man, I know. I said, but I know too. It wasn't me. It was God. But I know it was God. Devil trying to get you to get the glory. It ain't none of me. I ain't lifting me up. Amen. I'm decreasing so he can increase. I'm humbling myself so he can exalt me. Amen. I know my Redeemer liveth because he lives in us. God bless you. That's all I got for you this morning. God bless you this morning. Know that God is your Redeemer and you ain't by yourself. Believe him for the very, very, not small, the great things that you think God can't do. God wants you to ask him largely. God, boy, that was right on point, Brian. God wants you to ask him largely. Amen. He wants you to ask him the impossible. Man, the one you think ain't got no faith, standing on all of the faith. Believe in God. Well, he said, that's what God liked, brother. He said, remind me of my, bring my word back to me. You caught on it quick. He said, don't limit him. So God, he putting you on the spot. He putting you on the spot. God bless you this morning. We're going to do the communion. Amen. Give God some praise this morning. Give him some praise for what he has done for you. Lift him up. Lift him up. He's worthy. Lift up the Lord.